truth is out there. In here, who knows? But either way, we're opening up the Bloom Files here on Post-Show Recaps 2022 version. Clink, clink, Angela Bloom.
Clink, clink. I'm not actually clinking.
I held up my glass.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Clink.
Yeah, I don't know if that read over. We are drinking some bubbly tonight.
We are, because we didn't drink it last night because we were too dang tired.
Yeah, in honor of a one-time guest star on The X-Files, we're taking in some bubbly. And
Michael Bublé.
Exactly. And we are going to discuss, I mean, it's a celebration as well, not only of the new year, but also of talking about closing out season 8 of The X-Files.
Yeah, a weird transitional year.
Yeah, and the birth of...
To you, William.
To you, William Mulder hyphen Scully. I don't know what
yeah,
that process
actually,
is going to be like.
Know.
But here we are. We're closing it out. There's a lot happening. Mm-hmm. Essentially, there's a new... version of, you know, the human alien hybrid,
the super soldiers.
Yeah, that super soldier is a good way to put it. Like the new version of the hybrid that was introduced when Mulder came back mm-hmm. is now
the Billy I was gonna say Billy Madison.
Yeah, Billy Madison. Imagine that's how yeah. he got through school, is how he was just able to, even when he got cut down, his yeah. little metal skeleton could just transform into
exactly
any creature he wants to be. But yeah, Billy Miles is sort of the ironically enough, the T-1000 mm-hmm. of these two episodes, just kind of following everyone in honor of the belated Christmas holiday. We get a little bit of like the Immaculate Conception into the birth in the manger of it all.
Yeah, we do get that. And there's, you know, even at the end of the next episode, we get like the three wise men.
Yeah, well,
and
Mulder does follow a star,
he
right?
He follows a star. It's all very like biblical, which
But it's
is,
weird because it didn't air in Christmas. It aired in May.
No, but I do think there's always been pretty significant... stuff following the sort of like analogy of Mulder being Christ.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, let's remember that one time when he was, you know, on the over there, the one time when he got kidnapped by the cigarette smoking man and was basically on a crucifix. The William, not the William, the Mulder is Jesus metaphor has just been really nailing it in, for lack of a better term, over the past several seasons. And so now he hands over, I would say, the reins, though, to become the Joseph in this scenario.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're talking about the last two episodes of Season 8, Essence and Existence. Two similar-sounding words with very different purposes.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, the first one is about sort of the pre-show to what will be the second one, which is the birth.
Right.
You know, so it's all, the first episode really starts out like Scully's having a baby shower, like Scully's doing all the pregnancy stuff.
It's you know, the
might as well have had their gender reveal.
Exactly. What do you think that would have been for Mulder and Scully? Do you think it would have been like,
I don't think they did them back then, like in the 90s, it wasn't like a thing.
But I imagine if it was the case, Mulder would have, I don't know, probably hired a lizard man to,
and
like,
yes, I know this is 2002. I get it.
Yeah, but that still is, I feel like they were not doing gender reveals back in the day. At least not on the scale that, I mean, social media wasn't a thing, so there really was no reason behind it.
Just to reveal it to your friends, I guess.
Yeah, though there is a big to-do, right, when we'll talk about opening up the episode soon about, well, you don't know what the gender is?
No, but she does know.
But she's not telling anyone.
She's not
else.
Telling anyone. Yeah, exactly. But then everyone says, like, they can guess that it's a boy.
But first, let's do some sex ed, Angela, because Mulder talks to us about how babies are made.
This is a bonkers introduction, because then there's another introduction, and then there's like a, because it's this, and then there's like a cold open, and then there's the, you know, it's very weird.
Yeah, this actually happened recently on an episode of Hawkeye. There was a cold open, the opening credits, and then the previously on, which is exactly what happens here. It makes literally no sense to me.
Right. So the cold open is, I guess you could call it a cold open. It's Mulder just like telling us how, like, the essence of the soul, like, is conception about a soul being put into a body, or is it just a physical manifestation of, you know, are we playing God, you know, all
that
sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly, this idea of, oh, have we turned the miracle of life into a simple trick with cloning?
Well, and artificial insemination, and, like, all of that sort of stuff that, you know, is in vitro, you know, IVF, fertility therapy, which, you know, is very much successful in helping women get pregnant. Like, by doing that, are these babies born? He's basically saying, like, is anyone that's born not of natural conception doesn't have a soul? Like, that's what he's saying.
Well, I know.
I don't think he thinks that, but he's definitely...
Wonder what side Mulder, you know, resides on during a certain political debate.
Positing that, like, oh, you know, like, if you have a test tube baby, like, that baby clearly doesn't have a soul.
I guess if he's coming from a realm, though, where they're talking about these, like, alien implanted babies.
Right,
though,
exactly.
I think that's funneling his opinion.
Yeah.
But we should also say we're watching this over footage of sperm inseminating an egg and, like a baby growing in utero.
A lot of sperm footage. Yeah, like, it's a
surprising amount of sperm footage.
I felt like I was in the health class again. Like, this is how the egg gets fertilized.
Do you remember, like, the movie you watched in health class?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, we watched one called The Miracle of Life.
Yeah, everyone watches that one. Well, that's the most
well-known one because it shows
the birth of a
live birth.
I think I saw that too, but I was like not fazed.
I remember it more prominently because they have footage of a penis ejaculating.
Yes.
And they also give like a speedometer to
it. Yeah, I do remember like that sort of stuff, but this was all like done separately. For some reason, they separate the boys from the girls. And like you would, and they did that because they, one of the sections was how to do a screen for cancer and do like a breast examination.
Yeah,
and
I don't think
they gave you these.
Not showing 13-year-old boys a bunch of bare boobs is like.
Well, they would show you. Yeah. They showed you like
mammals.
Well, they showed you like diagrams, but then they gave us these like squishy, like almost like you would get like the what our son has, which are like. Our son likes these skeletons he got at Halloween that are like sticky skeletons.
That is an odd comparison.
But they would give you, well, that's what they were though. They were like gelatinous like boobs that had like a fake like piece in there that you would like feel for the cancer.
Gelatinous boobs sounds like a great pop punk band.
And then they also had like penis ones that they gave the boys to feel for prostate cancer.
Yeah,
they had little fake penises.
The boys probably had a much more fun time than the girls, probably taking things a lot less seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of penis paraphernalia, let's get to Scully's baby shower. I wonder if they were doing that stuff.
No, this was like my worst nightmare of a baby shower. This is like Scully's face throughout her baby shower was for sure my face throughout my baby shower.
No, you weren't that bad. I mean, it also
maybe I felt that way on the inside.
Yeah, it should also be noted that you and I like did our baby shower together. I know that some people to do it as like a women's only type of thing.
We just had it at my parents' like winery vineyard and like
and we brought friends of all genders came. So it really was more of like just
there
a party.
There wasn't any like games.
Yeah, there wasn't like smell the chocolate in the diaper.
Yeah,
or
none of that,
like that
stuff. But I remember it's so funny. Like I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I remember like what I wore to my baby shower was just a large dress because I like hated looking like I was pregnant. Like for some reason I was like nobody will notice if I wear this. And I'm like, this is my baby shower. Like of course everyone knows I'm pregnant. It's so stupid.
Yeah, but I guess unfortunately we did not benefit from having our own Lizzie Gill.
Fucking Lizzie, I hate her so much.
So she enters the scene apparently as. What, like, is she even a friend of Mrs. Clinton?
So she's like an acquaintance. She's an acquaintance that, I think she, the way that I see it, she makes herself an acquaintance of Scully's mom.
Gotcha.
You know, like, she gets in with Scully's mom and then, like, drops that she's a nurse and, like, puts herself in a position to become Scully's nurse. And, like, I think this is all fabricated because she wants to get close to Scully.
This really is, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
Yeah.
Is it not? Like, oh, I heard you need help with the wee ones. I'll come in and do it. Just in this case,
well,
instead of,
even,
like lighting yourself on fire,
she's,
you know, replacing pills.
Yeah, exactly. But she also just, like, clearly, like, became friends with Scully's mom just to get close to Scully.
Yeah.
But, yes, there's Margaret, Mrs. Scully, basically like shows up the day of the baby shower with this random woman. And she's like, oh, this is my friend Lizzie. She's here to help. And she's like, oh, by the way, she's a baby nurse. Like,
yeah. And
okay,
she also
random.
Has shockingly bright hair.
Bright red hair, yeah.
Which I guess I would not be surprised if this lady dyed her hair red to fit
in
with
the
Scully family.
This to me is dyed red hair.
Yeah. Like, but I think it's like, oh, they're
oh, maybe
red
like
hair.
For the character did. No, I think this woman
like
just has like bright red hair.
Trust me, if I have red hair,
maybe even though the mother doesn't have red hair. But yeah, so she hires this woman, Lizzie Gill, and like you know,
and she's up to no good.
Yeah, and so they have the baby shower, and the baby shower is like just your nightmare of a baby shower. Like, oh, here's two onesies because we don't know what gender it is. The balloons are blue and pink because nobody knows.
Taking a distraction from, you know, Scully's misery to essentially do some shenanigans, replace her pills. I mean, I don't know what pills these would be. Hormone pills, maybe?
No, I think they're prenatal vitamins.
Just prenatal vitamins with something out of her
you
own.
You don't take hormone pills when you're pregnant. You have so many hormones already. I mean, I guess if she didn't have enough.
Well, I would imagine if you want to balance it out, maybe.
I don't know a scenario where that happens, but
I don't know.
I think they're just prenatal vitamins, and she puts pregnancy medic. I don't know what.
Yeah. So do you think these are just like the whatever group is behind, you know, this secret organization that she was working for was just like doing their own version of prenatal vitamins?
Yes, because we think that they're doing something nefarious, but what they're actually doing is trying to make sure the baby is born.
Yeah, they're different from the Billy Miles group who want to kill the baby because it's like a human alien hybrid.
Yes. No, I don't think Billy. I think that that's what Krychek wants to do, because Krychek sees it as like the next generation of the Billy Miles's.
Yes, but Billy Miles like goes to the place where Lizzie Gillen and what's his name.
But I don't think he tries to kill them, because he gets up at the end.
He cuts off Duffy's head. Of course he tries to kill him.
I guess so. I don't know. But I don't think he's trying to kill the baby. I'm not 100% sure he's trying to kill the baby.
But I think there are two factions is what we're saying. I think we're saying that
there's almost three with Krychek.
Of like, oh, we think that the government, you know, shady organization stuff, and the Billy Miles people are working together. They're not.
And then there's this like cult like that believes that she's gonna like, some of them are Billy Miles people, like the sheriff.
Yeah. The bumpy people.
Those are the super soldiers.
Right.
Yeah.
So speaking of bumpy people, new Billy Miles, NBM. Drops by Zeus Genetics. This is what we saw back in Scully's episode, you know, the episode that we focused on.
Babies in the jar.
The immaculate clinic that also had the babies in the jar.
Babies in the jar. He just sort of
waltzes into the back room.
Yeah, and Dr. Lev is like, what the fuck are you doing here? You can't be here. And he's holding an alien baby.
Yeah, and he just goes, I want to see if it's true. And then he kills him.
Yeah, so what the issue is that they've been trying to create an alien-human hybrid at this genetics place.
Yep.
They've only been able to create, like, alien-looking
hybrids. Right. That was the entire thing of that episode that we watched several weeks ago.
Exactly. And so it's a viable hybrid fetus, though, is what they've created.
Right.
And he's like, gotta get rid of this. This is not right.
Because Billy's like, again, we don't want this.
we are the only ones that can create them. Exactly. Not you guys.
Exactly. Because that's their plan, is we're going to repopulate the Earth using our methods, not yours.
Yeah. And so he gets rid of them in a fire.
So it's we should mention, though, it's Saturday. Living it up on
Saturday.
Doggett is, of course, spending it watching NASCAR and cleaning his gun.
Yeah, he's like a very, like, just hetero-aggressive type here.
Well, I will say, I don't know, maybe I'm being a bit regionalist. This doesn't feel like a very New York thing to do.
Watch NASCAR and
clean your gun.
No, cops clean their guns all the time.
Yeah, but I would say the NASCAR thing specifically.
No, there's a lot of people in New York that like NASCAR.
I just feel like there aren't any, like, tracks nearby.
No, they go to the Indy 500 or whatever. They are going to all these things. But there are a lot of people that like NASCAR. But I do think that it is, there are a lot of cops that just like sit there and clean their gun. I mean, we saw Scully. Yeah.
During, it was one of the episodes, right? And maybe it was War of the Coprophages.
It is War of the Coprophages, where that's one of the things she's doing, as well as cleaning her keyboard with a Q-tip.
Yeah. So Mulder is going to visit Doggett. They were both watching different races, but in Mulder's case, it was the race of the fire.
Yeah, this is funny to me, because I originally thought he was going to be like, oh, it's a car chase or something. But no, it's like a fire. So
fire one.
Maybe he means like the race to get rid of all these men. Yeah, I don't know. It's convoluted.
It's a bit of a dramatic line from Mulder.
Yeah, he's also like a little annoyed at Doggett, because he's like, hey,
what else is new?
He's like, hey, you know, I mean, not as much as he used to be, but he's like, why aren't you already on this? Like, we have to go to the crime scene.
The race is on. I gotta see who turns left.
It's funny, because this is another instance of Doggett being like, oh, no, I know all about this. Like,
So Mulder...
Dr. Peretti.
Yeah, because let's remember that Mulder has been let go. You know, at the end of the episode that we talked about last time,
he's not taking it well.
He is let go from the FBI, but like that does not stop him from trying to get in there. And he essentially gets Doggett to like get a task force, so specifically that guy Crane, to sift through the evidence from the fire for anything that might signify who essentially was the arsonist here.
Right, and the reason he's doing this is because Dr. Lev is connected to Scully's former obstetrician, Dr. Peretti.
Yes.
And so he feels like we need to go and investigate, so they're going to search Dr. Parenti's office. It's Parenti, but
it
for
is
some
Parenti,
reason...
It is Parenti, but Doggett loves calling him Dr. Parente.
Dr. Parente.
This man, I don't think this man has been in New York in his life. No, because I was like, oh, hey, I don't know, like, give me a martini. Somebody says it like that.
Where is Robert Patrick from? Does he have this accent?
No, I don't think he's... I'm pretty sure I looked this up before. I don't think he's from New York.
We're going to look it up right now.
We're going to look it up right now. Let's see. He was born in Georgia. And he was also raised.
So this is somebody doing an accent, like thinking this is a New York accent.
And he was raised there and in Boston, Dayton, Ohio, Detroit, and Cleveland, Ohio.
He does have a little bit of a Boston thing going on.
Yeah, but like this is not how people from New York talk.
No, but so clearly he's putting on an accent that he thinks people from New York talk like this, which is fine.
But it's noticeable because much like Mulder, he has his own moment where he'll yell like, Dr. Parente!
Dr. Parente! But yeah,
we should say that, yeah, Dr. Parente's coat is found at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, and so they're going to search his office and they find another...
They're going to like straight up B&E into Dr. Parente's
they
office.
They do break and enter and they find another room containing the hybrids and they find him and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is obviously like a lie.
And he's also lamenting. He's trying to, I think, get some sympathy though, right? To derail the suspicion against him. He's like, my colleague is dead. Yeah. Most of my work has been destroyed.
And he's like, I'm not doing any of this. This was all him.
And also, by the way, Scully's baby is fine. It's not going to be a freaky alien baby, so don't worry.
I mean, it's not untrue.
But there's a hell of a lot of suspicion from our part as well against him.
Yeah. This is... leading into the next scene, which is back at Scully's apartment, I think.
Yep, this is where she basically, like, she was in the shower.
This is when she leaves for the day. We see Duffy for the first time, I think.
Oh, yeah, but there, I think, yeah, basically, Scully.
And she's like, Scully, trust me.
Yeah, exactly. God, freaking Duffy. For those who don't remember, he was on the previous
Duffy deal. Haskell. He was somebody who, like, pretended to have, like, a wife that was abducted by aliens. Or maybe it wasn't a pretend, but either way, he was in on it.
Yeah, and his wife died. This was the cold open from that episode we mentioned where she gave birth.
Blah, alien babies.
But it turns out that he was an insider with this group. And he tells her, we're almost at the end.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, it's okay. She trusts me.
Yeah. So Billy is also going to visit Dr. Parente and off screen is going to put his head in a jar.
Yeah, because he decapitates Parente. This, I think also I don't know if we're skipping around too much, but there's also a scene back at the FBI offices where, at the lab where we see Agent Crane again and he's like, talking about how Doggett's working with Mulder and kind of like putting Mulder down a little bit. So trying to like, and with the reveal later that he's one of these aliens, it's like a little bit suspish.
Yeah. And Crane, we should mention, I didn't even remember this until Spencer brought this up in his weekly email that I didn't realize that Crane was one of the guys part of the manhunt team in the first episode. I just thought he was just some rando.
No, he's part of the manhunt. He's like a extra that has a name and talks occasionally.
Yeah, exactly, like a day player almost. Doggett and Mulder go back to see Dr. Parente, but he's Parent dead.
Dr. Parente.
His head is in a jar, which is pretty gruesome.
Yeah, he looks like all swollen and grotesque.
Could a head fit in a jar?
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
it's a big enough jar.
I suppose so.
I'm not sure what the question is.
Well, I feel like the diameter for an alien fetus is smaller.
You're
than
holding your hands
head.
In an obscenely small scale
I
right
think
now.
It could fit in this.
Yeah, but it could fit, but the jars that they have are huge jars, and the aliens are small in the jars.
Yeah, I would say that's more of a vat than a jar, personally.
Let's not get into jar.
Let's not no
jar talk here. Yeah,
jar jargon, if you will.
No, this is like a cookie jar size. Mm. Is that a good representation
that's
for you?
That's good. That's good.
With not like a side one, but like a full cookie jar.
I think we're the only ones that have side cookie jars.
No, a lot of people use them.
Really? I had never seen one.
I just redid our pantry, so it's very in the top of my mind.
We went gangbusters at the Container
Store. Oh, did we ever? I went twice. You don't even know about that second time.
Wait, I did not know about the second.
No, remember I went to the Container Store with our friend Stacy.
Oh yeah,
my mom friend.
So on that note,
who does not listen to this podcast for sure?
Perhaps, who knows? So at this point, Doggett finds the head. Mulder finds Billy.
Yes, exactly.
And so Billy's going to like advance on Mulder. Doggett shoots him a couple times and nothing happens.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't believe it. He's like, clearly is just like, he's so not believing in this new alien. He like can't wrap his head around it. He's like, it's too much for me.
Well, because I think this is where it's confirmed, right? Because I would not imagine new Billy Miles doesn't show up again up until this point, but I would imagine that we didn't know that they were like invulnerable or anything.
Not even that, but like the confusion I think for Doggett comes from, he's read all the files. He knows all the X-Files. He says, these guys bleed green. This guy was bleeding red. What the F is going on? Like,
and also, I shot him and he was fine. There was no like acid coming out or anything.
Exactly.
Like
nobody went blind because of his blood.
So Scully is going to stitch up Mulder. So I'm going to make this lady like work. to have to show.
Well, he doesn't have insurance anymore, so
I guess so.
Go did Cobra kick in? Like, does he have the money to cover his premium?
That's a good point. Like, when you work for the government, does it cover you that much more so, or does it like burn you even more when you're out of it?
Well, from my HR perspective, I know that once you leave a job, you only have your benefits till the end of the month that you leave, and then you have to go on Cobra, which is a full payment of your premium.
Well,
but
I mean, I guess I wonder
maybe
how
they're
time...
paying his Cobra as and part also, of his. I don't know.
If this took place in real time, right? Did only a couple weeks pass between when he got let go?
Either way, I don't know if getting stitches from your BFF who's pregnant is like the best idea.
But this is when, as you mentioned, Doggett sort of gives his own theory. Billy's just a whacked out kid. Like, he's not a
alien. He was on drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Just gotta blame drugs. So Scully is going to insist to Mulder here, like, because Mulder, again.
Well, so the other thing to note is that Lizzie is in the, is she's basically like, can you give us a second? And she's like overhearing the whole conversation.
Yeah, she basically walks in. But this is, Mulder basically expresses to Scully, the whole reason why he's been pursuing this is because he's afraid of what her baby might be. And
yeah.
So she's like, it's fine. It's going to be okay.
Well, yeah, because she's had test after test after test. And like, she's done her own ultrasounds and she's done her own blood work.
She had that whole episode without him, right? Where she was nervous about the fact that it would just be.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't there for that. So I think that he's going through what she went through previously. But he also should trust her a little bit more. And he doesn't, which is like a little unfortunate. But, you know, when there's an alien, you can't stop Mulder.
So Lizzie's going to squirrel herself away and call Duffy and be like, game over, man. Mulder and Doggett are here. They're on to us. And Duffy's like, Don't
freak out. We're fine.
Whatever you do, just be calm, as if someone was behind you about to cut your head off with their hand.
And we should note he's in an illegal alien or an illegal human cloning facility.
Yeah, he's in like a warehouse that we don't really see a lot of.
But we're like told that it's a human cloning facility that nobody's seen before.
So Billy shows up behind him and just like karate chops his head off.
Yeah, we should also note their hands are razors, apparently.
It really is a T-1000 thing where you can turn your like armatures into weaponry.
Or it's just that their hands are like steel, you know, like a Superman vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can chicken into like a Ginsu knife or something in a hot second.
Ginsu knife.
So the FBI now delves into Duffy's death.
Yeah.
And like you said,
because there's like a murder scene.
Right. And so this is when they discover, like you said, what the warehouse is responsible for. Skinner is going to pry a little bit here. Going to ask Mulder like... All right,
who's the dad?
Yeah, I'm worried about Scully's safety. Can you just say, like,
are you the daddy?
Who put it in her?
Are you the baby daddy?
Just for professional circumstances, who hit that?
Well, I think, and it sucks because he's close enough with Mulder now that he should be able to say, like, hey, is this your baby? Or is this, like, an immaculate conception? Is this an alien thing? Like, we're kind of, like, everybody's tiptoeing around the subject when like it would be much easier for him to just say like no we did have sex so it could be my baby. Like I feel like they should have that conversation because like Mulder's coming into it knowing like yes I've had relations with this woman so this baby could be mine but there's a very big possibility that it's an alien baby, you know, like, and also she artificially inseminated herself with my sperm. It didn't take, but maybe it did take, you know, like
you saw the flashback.
There's a lot of maybes here where it, like three of the scenarios, two of them are mine. So
yeah, I have a 67% chance.
Yeah. That
like
this is my baby. So I don't know. He's like very, they're all dancing around it and it's so dumb.
So Mulder is going to call Scully just being like, hey, are you all right? And so Scully at this point, what she had gotten out of the shower
to answer the phone and she catches Lizzie in the medication, putting her pills. And she's just like, get out of my fucking house, you wild animal. And she freaks out.
An absolute dumbass on Lizzie's part. Like, yes, she's in the shower, but lock the door to
the
bathroom.
So stupid.
Why on earth are you thinking like maybe it's happened so many times that she thinks she can get away with it? I don't know. Maybe she's willing herself to get caught.
Maybe, but she also confesses later that she's with Haskell, have been monitoring Scully's pregnancy because, you know, she says this is a perfect human specimen with no human weaknesses. So this is like the best thing. This is like their super soldier.
Yeah, and she's been working in human cloning for 10 years.
Yeah, so she's a scientist.
Maybe that's why she was not good. It's because she's a scientist. She's not a spy.
Yeah, and Scully immediately like goes to the hospital too and like gets checked out. And the doctor basically tells her like, no, these are just like extra, like there's nothing in them apart from like minerals and like nothing
they're
you would find.
Some. But again, we watched that episode where literally every OB in DC was apparently in on this scheme. So like, we don't know who to trust at this point. There's at one point where Mulder flies off the handle, right? He's like, tell me what's wrong with the baby.
Yeah, he freaks out. And then he's like, Scully has to be protected.
And Lizzy just carefully tells Mulder she's carrying a very special child.
Yes, somebody who is perfect with no human weaknesses.
We should also mention here at this point, Billy has seemingly also turned himself in.
Yes, which is weird.
Yeah, so Mulder is going to visit Scully.
Well, no, so Doggett and Crane receive a call from Miles basically claiming he's going to surrender, but it's a distraction because he's going to instead go after Scully.
That's what it
but
is.
But luckily, Mulder's like, we need to get you out of here anyway.
Yeah. And she's frustrated, though, at first, right? Yeah. She complains that she's the subject of, quote, some unending X-file.
Hey, she's not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's been like
literally,
the entire season.
She was kidnapped in, what, season 2?
Like the first few episodes yeah. of season 2, between everything with her cancer. And yeah. then now, I mean, she...
It's unending for her.
Let's remember that, like, she was announced she was pregnant in the final minutes of season 7, and she gives birth at the end of season 8.
I told you that when we started the season. I said, it is all about Scully being pregnant, yeah. and then it doesn't end until she gives birth. Like,
it's wild. But basically, at this point, Mulder promises that, like, listen, I'll protect you, but come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, and this is also where we run into my fave, Alex Krycek.
Yes, because Doggett calls Mulder basically saying, like, Billy isn't at Parente's office, mm-hmm. and then the power gets cut. The power blows, and so... You know, Mulder gets in the car. There's this weird thing where Mulder's trying to pull out of a tight parallel parking
yeah.
space, and I couldn't tell if, like, they engineered this on purpose or if Mulder's just a terrible parker that he parked so tight.
Well, I think also, like, sometimes you park in a parallel parking spot and then someone pulls in too close behind you. Like, that's happened to me before, and then you can't, then the parking spot is tight. It's not like you fucked it up. It's whoever was behind you or in front of you pulled in tight. So
it's just so odd that, like, the heightened tension was built out of that Austin Powers scene where he makes, like, yeah. a 300-point turn.
Yeah, so they're trying to escape, and Billy Miles shows up in front of the car, and luckily for them, Alex Krycek runs him down,
just
and they're able to
mows him down.
They're able to, like, get away.
And essentially does, you know, supersedes Mulder with his own version of come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, he basically says that, like, Miles is a new type of alien, wants to wipe out humanity's ability to yeah. survive the invasion.
They
want to
get rid of all any sort of attempts at cloning, any sort of other seediness that's going on, so they can be the main ones to do it.
Yeah, and his whole thing is, like, that the aliens fear Scully's baby, and so, you know, that's why they're going after her. They're not sure what it is.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I think he says something more human than human.
Yeah, and so, like, it could be a threat to them, but Krycek basically says, like, you guys need to murder the baby. Like, eventually he'll say that, which is, like, terrible.
Yeah, so Doggett is still like, no, it can't be. Shut yeah. up.
And Mulder's like, go get help, Doggett.
Yeah, and he will, because now the plan is get Scully out of Dodge, but do it in a way that can't be
sneaky.
Tracked.
Yeah.
And so Doggett is going to call in Monica Reyes.
Yeah, and so she's going to arrive...
right as Billy does.
At the FBI headquarters, and the plan is that Doggett knows where they're going, but nobody else knows, not even Mulder. And so Monica is going to try to drive her off, and so Billy shows up, and there's like, yeah, blah, 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 they're able to get out.
It's this awkward thing, though, right, where it's Skinner, Mulder, Doggett, and Scully get into the elevator, right? They say, like, F off, Krycek, we're leaving. They go down, they see Monica, then see Billy, come back up, and Krycek's like, oh, hey, look who's back.
Yeah. and so they end up, like, leading Miles to the roof, Mulder and Skinner.
Yeah, they like, sort of circumvent Billy to get Scully back down to Monica.
Yeah, and then they push Billy off the roof where he lands in a garbage truck and is compacted.
Billy on the roof. Sounds crazy, no?
What is that from?
From Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, I don't know Fiddler on the Roof well enough to know that.
God, who did I marry?
Not a Fiddler on the Roof, like, super fan,
but
sorry.
But I sang Sunrise, Sunset as our vows.
You did not.
No, I did not. Imagine.
We didn't even have vows.
Is this the...
We had a 5-minute ceremony in our Justice of the Peace wore jeans.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Hell yeah. So yeah, the wild effect here where, yeah, they basically push Billy.
Yeah, he's compacted in a compactor of a garbage can.
Yeah, which is wild. That's something out of, like, I don't know, the end of an Arnold Schwarzenegger
movie. It's like a Simpsons movie.
I guess so. I don't know. The Simpsons are not that gruesome sometimes to put someone in a trash compactor.
I think they would.
Maybe Frank Grimes. But at this point, they're able to make the escape. Agent Crane sort of serves as like the air traffic controller, right? Like, go, 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 go.
Yeah. And then he turns around and on his neck, you see the bumpies.
Which is to say, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire. He was in on the plan, but mm-hmm. he has other agendas. Yes,
exactly.
So that being said, we're going to take a quick break, stop off to the gas station, go to the bathroom, what have you, because we have a long journey to Democrat Hot Springs as we talk about the finale, Existence. All right, let's start with some nice hamburger meat. Hamburger helper, Billy Miles.
Yeah, truly. You know, I think that this episode was better than the first one because it obviously has much more, like, action.
It's more climactic, right. The first episode is a lot of, like...
They work well as a two-parter, let's just
really
say that.
It really is just running around from one spot to the other one, sort of like a chicken with your head cut off
well, and
Billy
a lot
Miles
of the
cuts
same,
a swath through
and
everything.
And it's a lot of the same that we've already heard, which is like, is Scully's baby an alien? Is it a human? Is she in danger?
It
is
really
she not in danger?
It really is just a repeat of that one episode from season 8.
Yeah, especially with the same characters, too. But yeah, we start off this episode just... with a metal box of Billy's remains, which start rebuilding themselves. The vertebrae here, the effect here is pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically...
And it appears to be like a metal vertebrae.
Yeah, because so Billy went through the compactor, and I guess it was an incredibly powerful one, because like his body has just been crushed to a pulp. And they pull out, this weird metallic vertebra, and then it's left by itself, and it's a really cool effect where
it
spins
cool.
and transforms into three vertebra, and then
it starts like expanding into a metallic spine.
And the assumption is off camera that it was able to essentially rebuild itself into Billy.
Yeah. Wow.
Awesome.
Good for him. That's I wish cool. I had that ability.
Yeah. Would you rather have a completely metal body instead of bones and muscle?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he has a completely metal body, but the spine is metal.
Yeah. But then, like, how do you build the rest of yourself off of that?
I don't. I'm an alien.
You're just a metal skeleton.
I'm a metal skeleton.
You look like the T-1000 at the end of Terminator.
Exactly. I do think that this is like a pretty cool effect. But anyway, in Assistant Director Walter Skinner's office, that's where we go next, right?
Well, I think we have the Monica and Scully scene first.
I don't remember.
They're crossing. They're going taking the midnight train to Georgia. I will say this episode kind of like low-key made me want a couple of episodes of Monica Reyes and Dana Scully. Like,
I like Monica Reyes. I think she's a very delightful
she's
character.
She's a very solid person. Again, like Doggett, like just pretty sound.
Well,
individual.
And she was written as like an amalgamation of Scully and Mulder.
Right.
Like she's supposed to be somebody who's, you know, not
even though
not as far
Scully
as
literally say you remind me of my sister later on.
Yeah. Well, which is true because she has that hippy dippy vibe, but she's also a, you know, she's a serious like investigator as well. So I do think that she's a great character in that regard. The issue comes when like they're trying to heavy hand her as the Scully replacement.
Yeah. So, but
because at this point they still are unsure if they're coming back for season 9. Scully's contract Gillian Anderson's contract ends at the end of this season.
You know, I could see that. We'll get to that scene later, right? When it's like implied that Doggett and Reyes are handling the X-Files from now on. I could very easily see that be the end of the series of, the rest is history.
Exactly.
So, there's some cute rapport here, though. You know, Monica says, I never delivered a baby, and Scully says, I've never had one. So it's clear that, like, they're both nervous, but the plan is to head to this remote location that, like you said, only they and Doggett know about so that she can have mm-hmm. a safe birth away from any prying eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
So now in Assistant Director Skinner's office, they watch the tape from the morgue of Billy just walking out completely intact.
Yes.
And everyone is just flabbergasted. Even Krycek's like, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, not good. And then they go what happens?
So now they go to Democrat Hot Springs.
Oh, yes. Democrat Hot Springs, which is the location that Doggett says that he's somebody who... He went there as a kid. Sorry, we've had champagne.
Well,
where's my brain?
Well, it's interesting, though, because so Democrat Hot Springs, they're supposed to say it's in Georgia, right? But it is literally like, Democrat Hot Springs is the name of a place in California.
Yeah, I got the idea that it was, like, on the East Coast, which is fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
because they were driving down there.
But it basically is, like, a ghost town because the hot springs, like, dried up, and so people didn't come there anymore. So
yeah, it really is, like, you could see tumbleweeds around. But as a result, like, now they go into this sordid, dark cabin mm-hmm. to be like, all right, time to give birth.
Yeah, and so it's really nice, though, because I do think in a future scene, we see Monica Reyes has, like, spruced it up. She's, like, laid out bed linens. She's put out hot water. Yeah. She's ready to help Scully. She's there for her.
But she does light up for a second, and when she does, she sees another light in the sky.
Yes. She's smoking her cigarette, which is, like, so stupid.
Yeah, remember about that. Again, yes. The only other character to smoke in human history besides the apparently is Monica Reyes.
No, but she does it as, like, a vice, too. You can tell she's stressed.
So, unfortunately, someone that plays a large part in this episode is Noel Roar. We should remember is sort of, like, one of Doggett's inside men.
Who is also an alien.
So I would say sort of, like, a deep throat for Doggett a bit.
Yeah, and so Alex Krycek, this is, like, him revealing that Miles is this new type of replacement alien, and there are others like him, and that's what leads into the scene with Noel Roar.
Right.
And he claims that Miles is part of a secret military project to create these super soldiers.
There was a program after the Cold War to make a super soldier, and Scully is also part of that program.
Because she had the chip in the back of her neck and an abduction to make her pregnant with the first organic version of a super soldier, and it's all just, like, sounds really crazy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Billy's gonna come back to the FBI.
This is wild because Krycek, like, senses him. Like, does he hear him or something?
I don't know.
But Krycek just starts walking away first, and I'm like, oh, I guess something's up. And then Billy Miles appears.
Maybe it's something with, like, the virus that he had. Maybe he has, like, an innate sense of, I don't know, like a spidey sense. But yeah, he just straight up stands up while he's in Skinner's
and leaves
office.
Skinner alone.
And Skinner's like, but where are you going? And Skinner barely makes it onto the elevator, but Billy is still able to, like, fuse his arm through the door
and slice down
and karate chop Skinner and give him a huge gash on his head.
Yeah, so he knocks him unconscious and they have to take him to the hospital.
Concussion.
Mulder and Doggett are there, and Doggett's basically gonna say to Mulder, like, what Noel Roar says.
Yeah.
And Mulder's like, this is not true. Like, this can't be true.
Basically, Mulder pushes Doggett to say, tell me who your source is. And Doggett says, all right, this is this guy. He kind of has a weird name.
Yeah.
And Mulder says, well, listen, I've been...
He's kind of the royal juror.
Yeah. And Mulder says, listen, I've been here before. Don't be hesitant about trusting
him. You can't
him.
Trust anyone.
He might be leading you on.
Yeah, this is like his Deep Throat and Deep Throat 2, like, and Mr. X and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
So.
Monica Reyes is gonna, like you said, she refurbished the place, but then she also talks about whale sounds.
Yes, whale sounds.
Which we did not have in our birthing room.
No, we didn't.
Should I have done whale? Ooh.
No, what it was, so we were, I was induced, so we spent a whole day of me just being pumped to the gills with drugs.
At 150%.
It was awful, but we watched a lot of Bob's Burgers, which was
so
nice.
Like, there's a silver lining.
That was our plan, was to just watch Bob's Burgers. And even, like, during birth, you were like, do you want me to put on Bob's Burgers? And I was like, I don't remember where we are right now.
we'll, you know, DVR it.
DVR it.
So, Democrat Hot Springs, the resident number is now going to increase from 2 to 3.
Yes.
As a car is going to show up, and it is a sheriff, or is it like just a regular police officer?
No, I think she's like of the sheriff's department. I don't know if she's a regular police. Who knows? She's of the police force. I was like, I'm like, she has that like state trooper vibe.
Yeah, she reminds
like a ranger.
She reminds me of like the state trooper from Signs.
Yes,
right? The
exactly.
one that like stops in.
Like a very rural cop.
And as opposed to the rural juror. And she's initially weirded out by this circumstance. Mm-hmm. Because obviously she's suspicious about like, oh, what are these people doing in this town that should be unoccupied? And they say, oh, this lady's giving birth. And she's like, all right, I'll help you out.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like she's also like, you guys can't give birth here. And she's like, okay, I need to, though. Like, it's happening.
So Doggett has arranged a meeting with Noel. Mulder is in the car. And now we have a little bit of like, you know, Doggett's kind of lecturing Mulder about his lifestyle, essentially saying that he's been on the run from demons for years. Where the hell is it all going to end?
Yeah, and it's not. It's never going to end. But as they are talking, they basically see Krycek and Roar, Noel, let's call him Noel. Krycek and Noel arrive in a car.
He has the weirdest spelled first name. It's Noel, but it's K-N-O-W-L-E.
I've seen that before.
I've never seen that in my life.
No, that's how I would suspect to spell it.
Not N-O-E-L? Not
no.
Noel?
No, Noel with a K.
I've never seen this
It's more
before.
Of a last name, but...
I guess so, but I'm just thinking of, like, I don't know, Noel Fielding, for example, from the Great British Baking Show is N-O-E-L.
He's British, though.
What? This is not an American thing.
Yes, it is.
Don't stop gaslighting me. Don't be my Noel Rohr and like mislead me.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Oh my God. So Monica Reyes is going to get one of her signature gut feelings, right? Something's off.
Yeah, something's off about this situation.
And so as she has to go, because again, this is like colonial Williamsburg.
Basically, but yeah.
More decrepit. She has to go get water from a pump to help Scully. And as she does, she gets bodied by Billy Miles.
Yeah, she gets knocked out for a second. And then luckily the sheriff shows up and shoots Billy Miles.
Yeah, essentially, like, it was going to be R.I.P. Monica Reyes without her head. And the police officer is able to, like, not kill him, but, you know, at least...
And this is where it gets confusing, because they're both bumpies.
Right, and so I guess it's, like, bumpy on bumpy violence.
Yeah, there's, like, the bumpies that want the baby to be born, and then there's Billy Miles. So, I guess.
Yeah, so Scully sort of like waddles outside to see what's happening, but just then she goes into labor.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally happening.
It's happening.
After what, 21 episodes?
Yeah. And then back at the FBI agency, they're also, they follow Noel because they're like, this is suspicious.
Right. So again, like they saw what Noel was going to do. Doggett's going to run inside the building and basically spies on Noel meeting with Crane. So it seems like it's in Kirsch's office. I didn't recognize it, but it's brought up at the end of the episode.
Yeah. And I think that it's like, I mean, earlier they said there's somebody on the inside that knows what's happening because they, you know, things keep getting leaked and we find out that it is Agent Crane. They don't know necessarily that Agent Crane's an alien. They just know like he's betrayed their trust. He's the bad guy.
I did notice Agent Crane was bald. Do you think he is a Frasier relative?
I don't know. It's a dumb joke. Because they're bald?
Well, because they're laughing.
And his name is Crane?
Yes.
But what does that have to do with being bald?
Frasier is bald as well.
Kind of.
Yes, Frasier is bald.
I guess, but like, is David Hyde Pierce bald? No.
No, but but Frasier is bald.
Okay, moving on. and they have to, like, get away from him, basically. And then they find out that he is...
And then they're also, like, he's overheard being like, God, that Doggett, we gotta get rid of Doggett.
And they all have a violent car chase, and Crane gets run over, and Noel runs into a pole, and that's that.
Yeah, basically.
That's all we need to say about that.
Yeah, because Doggett's, and then, like, yada yada, Doggett runs into Skinner, eventually, who had just been let out of the hospital and is just, like, hanging around. Though I was definitely sketched out at some point that this was, like, an ABH, like, somebody shape-shifting Skinner. But like you said, yeah, basically, they're like, Mulder says, oh, I think they tapped your phone, Doggett, to figure out where it was, tell me where they are so I can go follow them, and... Yeah. Well, actually, let's talk about this moment in the garage, because this is a really interesting moment. So Doggett gives away the Democrat hot springs to Mulder. Just then, the window shatters next to Mulder.
I guess he doesn't. So he's trying to tell Mulder that, but right as he's telling him, Krycek smashes the window and grabs his phone. So Mulder never hears Democrat hot springs.
So it's just that Christian faith that guides him. But Krycek... holds him at gunpoint.
Yes.
And he just monologues saying, we're not so different, you and I. We want the same things. We just use different methods. And Mulder, check out the cojones on him. He just straight out tells Krycek, kill me like you killed my father.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, I don't know if Krycek would have done it, but...
Yeah, because there is a moment, right, where, like, Krycek
you see his
hesitates.
Hand on the finger, on the trigger, and yeah, he, like doesn't do it. It.
So, because, I don't know, I mean...
I don't know why he would hesitate. He's literally never hesitated before.
And he's killed Scully's sister and Mulder's father.
And a bunch of other people.
And many,
like
many
he
other
has
people.
No he has no sort of like reason to be hesitating here, so I feel like it's kind of like heavy handed. But Skinner shows up and Krycek's like, you won't do it, and he does.
Well, Skinner shoots him multiple times, and so I should mention here, I think I missed the episodes. I think
about
Spencer,
Skinner, yeah.
Well, Spencer told me it was the Mulder and Russia arc had like Krycek. It was the reveal that Krycek had a fake arm, and I don't think I realized that until this.
Yeah, because he loses his arm in that episode, but it's like it's fine.
Because all I saw was a little dummy Barbie hand come into frame, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah,
and so yeah, Krycek again. Also, check out the cojones on Krycek. He tries to convince Skinner to kill Mulder, saying, "One bullet, and I can give you 1,000 lives." And we get.
It's like, all right, cool.
We got a pretty confusing sequence here. First, terrible CGI bullet work, where they try to do this dramatic thing of Skinner shooting the gun, but it looks so cheesy. And there was, like, this weird jump cut where And I rewound this a couple times and showed this dude that, like, Krychek was on his knees, but then when he gets shot, he's standing.
I don't think he was standing. I think it was he was still on his knees, and then he stands up. And I saw that, and you didn't. Mm, but yeah. You know what? One of us is right, and one of us is wrong.
I guess you'd rather
Jesus will know.
Die on your feet than live on your knees. And that's what happens to Alexander Krychek, because I assume he's finally dead.
Yeah, he's dead. We don't see him again. As far as I remember. I mean, I barely remember season 9, but I don't think we see him in season 9.
Because here's the thing. Like, I had a lot of fun playing into your bit about how much you dislike Krychek, but I'll admit,
it's too long. He was here for too long.
Yeah, he got really tiring for me.
Like, did it have to be him here? No, it could have been any other person.
It just, like, it really was a little tiring about how he was constantly flip-flopping back and forth, how he would seem to just disappear.
He had, like, no agenda, too. His agenda was, like, keep Krychek alive, and, like, Krychek could have just gone to the Bahamas or something.
Yeah, and there's, again, there were some interesting things, like, especially, like you mentioned, with that aforementioned Scully abduction arc, where it turns out that, you know, Krychek is an inside man, but I don't
know. Yeah, well, his beginning arc is interesting, and then it just drags on for way too long.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe kill him off with the virus stuff in, like, season five, season six.
He should have been trapped inside that, like, thing.
That's great. He should have, yeah, with the virus.
He should have never come out.
Yeah, with, when we first saw the virus stuff, he should have been trapped inside that airport.
That silo, yeah.
Yeah, that silo with the air, with the big UFO in it. That's a great idea. But he did.
He did, yeah.
So, back in Democrat Hot Springs, Scully's contractions are 2 minutes apart. You know, the baby's coming, but Monica Reyes notices the bumpies.
Yeah, she sees the bumpies on the back of the sheriff's neck and just, like, freaks the fuck out. And she's like, get out of here.
Well, so she had, like, we thought was a glass of water, but
no, it was hot water. It was the water, because they were boiling water.
I thought it was like acid, because the way that she reacts to it.
I mean, it was boiling water, so she has, like,
These things are metal. Like, I didn't know they'd have a reaction to it.
Well, the skin did, so she had, like, these 3-degree burns on it, and she basically, like, turns out, she's like, this baby will be born. Never forget the way she says that.
We should also mention, meanwhile, Doggett and Skinner, you know, are able to drive away while mm-hmm. Nolan Crane advance on them, and you laughed out loud at this one shot where Crane, like, lands on top of the van.
Yeah,
and
he does. I love
it. And then swings in, like, oh, how's it going, guys?
Well, it's so funny because, like, when we first are introduced to Crane, I was like, I remember him, and I remember that one shot. Like, I was like, I know he's bad because of the time that he swings down into the door, like, hello.
Oh, like, hey, how's it going, everybody?
Like, here I am.
So there's a sad moment here as we're cutting back and forth. We're like, Scully is going through labor, because we should also mention a bunch of cars.
Well, yeah, so it's a little wild. So Monica basically, like, knows that they're in trouble, but just goes back to Scully, and she's like, it's fine. Everything's fine. She's like the perfect, like, birthing coach.
Perfect
she's
like, doula.
She's like, do not worry. Like, she's like, it's all good. Just push. Like, and Scully's, like, freaking out because all these people are walking in.
Just don't
take my baby. Well, yeah, because all these strangers are walking in.
It's all the hybrids, right? They're just, like, walking in and standing there.
Yes.
And watching.
Yes.
And Scully's really worried that they're going to immediately take her baby away. Meanwhile, so this is odd. So, yeah, Crane, despite his swinging maneuver, like, doesn't you know, land in the car. He's in the middle of the street. And Noel decides to just run him over, I guess, like, you know, the needs of the many outweigh the needs
yes,
of the few.
Exactly.
But the car blows up anyway.
Yeah, and then he runs into, like, a pole and it explodes.
Yeah, they both end up making it somehow, but yeah.
No, they just disappear because they're aliens, you know?
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know if it was like they're still at large.
I mean, they might be, but they aren't, like, found.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the baby is born.
It's born and everyone leaves. Yeah. And then as the baby's being born, and without any explanations, the aliens are starting to leave and Mulder arrives in helicopter.
Yes.
And he's like, Where's Scully? And yes. They're all leaving and he's like, what's happening?
He's like, I missed it. No.
Well, no, I think he's looking in the cars because he's like, somebody's taking her. Someone's taking the baby. He has no idea what's happening.
They just wanted to make sure that it wasn't an alien.
And then it did get born. So I think that Monica eventually is just like, Mulder, over here, and then everything's fine.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Scully needs to get to the hospital. They don't really talk about why, but
well, she just had a baby. Like, I mean, this happens when you have, like, a baby in a car or in an elevator or whatever, like, on the way, you still need to go to the hospital.
I don't know, we had a friend who had, like, a natural birth in their apartment. Like, did she need...
She should have gone to the hospital, because I went the next day, and she had lost a lot of blood. They had, like, an EMT come and, like, check her out and everything, but, like, no, she should have been in the hospital. Every other baby she's had since then, and she's had a lot. She's had in hospitals.
No babies had at Democrat Hot Springs, unfortunately.
No.
All right, so we cut to, of course, you know, I guess a day or several days later, and Kirsch, you know, Mulder, here.
Yeah, he's like, come down to my office.
Yeah, he was like, no, now let me get this straight. This happened, and then this happened.
Well, Mulder's not there. This is Doggett and Reyes getting, like, the book read to
them, this
basically.
Is the reveal that Doggett, like, wrote down basically everything that happened in the report. Curse is just, like, completely infuriated that any of this is actually true. And, yeah, this is where we get the panorama reveal that Reyes is the one that's sitting next to Doggett in this case. But Doggett is going to be the one to have the last laugh here.
He's like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, because basically, like, you can't shut down the X-Files because actually you're under investigation because these two losers used your office. So now you're complicit.
Well, he says they had a... He basically, like, he was there for that late night meeting with Roar and Crane.
I just know it was in his office.
That's what they say. I mean, I don't know how they know that, whether if it's, like, badge ID or whatever.
I never got the sense that Kirsch was ever in on anything, just more so that he was, like, very hard-edged, straight-lined, you know?
I think that he was there, but maybe he didn't know about it, but, like, either way, he's under investigation, and they leave the office being like, we're the X-Files now. That was, like, the vibe that was supposed to be.
Yeah. So, we end things, though...
Back at Scully's apartment.
As they should. As much as we talk about the new version of the X-Files, it really is about Mulder and Scully.
Oh, of course.
And Mulder is able to... drop in. Like you said, we get our nice biblical imagery with the three lone gunmen.
Yes.
but it seems like Mulder was able to find Scully just in time, and he followed a light.
Yeah, he followed a light.
I don't know. So is that meant to be, I don't know, like, spiritual, or is that more so like there was a UFO nearby and he followed that light?
I think spiritual. I mean, it's very, very much so, and they even talk about it. If you, like, read anything about this show, it was basically like, they talked about this being the birth of William is supposed to allude to the birth of Jesus Christ. So, like, it's all very intentional.
So we should mention, yeah, little baby William, he looks very cute.
He's very cute little baby.
And it's not like one of those things where she we just love a birth little and baby. It's like a 6 month old baby. Like, it does, legit look like a newborn.
I hate that. Oh, God, so annoying.
But you should be interested here. Scully, you know, tries to do something meaningful, right? It's like, the baby, I named the baby William after your father. But Spencer didn't make a note that both Scully's father and brother are also named William.
Yes, correct.
Which is a little insulting to the memory of her family as well.
Yeah, but she says that she wants Mulder to know that he's included in that. You know, I think that if she was telling her mom, she'd be like, yeah, his name is William, because, like, our dad and our brother and Mulder's dad, like, she would include
that. Look how savvy she is, right? Like,
no, she's just, she's telling him she's telling him the information that's most important to him. You know, it's like, she's not going to tell Mulder, like, she wants him to know that she cares. Basically, that's it.
But Mulder, you know, of course, in true Mulder fashion, has to make a light joke in a sappy moment. Says that the baby looks just like Skinner.
Just like assistant director Walter Skinner.
Oh, yeah, he's going off of that movie that was made about them.
We also see, this is where we see the lone gunman bringing the three gifts.
Yep, and it ends with that spiritual, that all things music play.
I love it.
As they talk about, like, you know, I was
like, what we've known all along.
I was scared about the how and the why and the possibilities.
And what we've known all along. And she's like, what have we known? And then they kiss.
Over their possible child together.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be, like, a little bit of a confirmation that, like, what we've known all along is that this baby is ours.
Right.
But the interesting thing about this is that the script called for David Duchovny to just kiss her on the forehead, and they, like, clamored for it. They were like, no, enough of that bullshit, we're kissing.
Well, I imagine, especially if they feel like this really was the end, that they
Kim Manners specifically with and Duchovny were like, no, like, if this is the end of the season and we don't do this, like, the series,
if the series ended with a kiss on the forehead instead of a kiss between the
like
two,
they've been so teasing about it before.
Especially if they're supposed to sire a child together, like, at least give them a little bit of a peck. It was a really nice ending to the season and possibly the series. Like, I could really see it framed as a series finale.
Yeah, also we should note that the baby is played by Jerry Chabon, who is the son of John Chabon, the producer who worked on the X-Files.
That is an amazing name, John Chabon.
John Chabon. His son was Jerry. Some other things to note about this, these two episodes.
Give me some nifty
Did
toys.
You clock who Scully's gynecologist was?
No.
Do you even recall her face?
No.
I'll give you one hint. She had coitus with Data in Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, it was Tasha Yar?
Yeah, the actress plays Tasha
Denise
Yar.
Denise Crosby?
Denise Crosby appears very briefly as Scully's gynecologist.
Wow, look at that. It's pretty far fall, I would say, from being a main cast member. I mean, that was like
she
10, it was
lot,
like
though.
10 plus years ago at that point. But.
Yeah, not a lot.
So wow.
That was a fun little thing.
Who knew Denise Crosby showed up on The X-Files? I mean, listen, she had her own sort of like alien issues at that point.
Yeah, the other thing to note is Annabeth Gish, who plays Monica Reyes, had never filmed with guns before The X-Files, so they had to bring in an LAPD officer to like teach her how to use a gun.
Oh, was it Anna Lucia?
Maybe. Who's to say?
That was just a lost reference I wanted to get in before, again, you tried to burn down my
DVD set. I ignored it.
Well, we can't ignore season 9 of The X-Files. This is it. The final season.
No, it's not. But yes, it is for us.
Well, it's a preview for me. Like, what is this? Because season 8, admittedly, was weird, right? There was this idea of,
yes.
Like...
Are they gone? Are they not gone? Yeah.
Mulder is sort of, like, half in, half out.
So this season is... They're out. Mulder's out. Like, he even...
Dave Duchovny's off.
He does appear in the finale. Mm-hmm. But he's out. And, you know, the weird thing is that I do think that the intent was for Scully to leave as well. But she basically, like, her contract ended at the end of the eighth season. And she was, like, not interested in it, whatever. But for a lot of people, if you don't like your job, you can't quit. Like, that was something she said. 8 years is a long time. However, you know, she ended up staying on the show because Carter said, like, I won't do the show unless she does the show.
Oh.
And they offered her a generous increase in pay, and then they did the final season.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it also helps if it's one more season, right? To be like, oh, come on, you can't.
But
last,
she was
like,
in the same place as David Duchovny, where she was like, I don't feel like there's any more I can give to this. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, the way these two characters ended was like incredibly satisfactory.
Yeah, and
arcs.
I mean, honestly, it's tough because they're... As a fan of the show, I always do want to see more. And when they released the most recent seasons, too, it was really delightful to go back to those characters. But I do think that there is something to be said for, like, end it when it ends. It sucks when you end a television show and there is no conclusion. There is no satisfaction. Yeah. There is no closure. Firefly, you know, like all of those things that people talk about, Freaks and Geeks, like stuff that's like there is no closure because they didn't expect not to be picked up. But I think they do have closure here. So it's hard to say, like,
and
why.
Because then at the same time, let's compare it to like The Office, when there's a very natural exit ramp for a character and a series, and they say,
and they don't.
No, we're going to keep going on that. And as a result, you sort of get the equivalent of what I'm assuming we're going to get next season, which is like, here are the adventures of two characters that were introduced in this most recent
season. And occasionally Scully, and we talk about Mulder and the baby. And so, yeah, that's what season 8 pretty much is, or season 9 pretty much is a amalgamation of the Monica Reyes Doggett X-Files. So a lot of like one-off episodes about that, some conclusion to the Doggett stuff, some conclusion to the Mulder stuff, the Scully stuff. But I will say that the last episode of the series left me with more questions than this episode left me.
Yeah.
So it's actually really frustrating.
Wow, that's really ironic. Yeah, the series finale is more open-ended than this season finale.
Yeah, and they call it the truth, but it's like, you know, they're trying to prove more stuff, and like you just end up feeling like, you know, like maybe they shouldn't have done it, but...
Well, we'll get to that in several weeks' time, but for right now, we're going to take things... fairly easier, I guess fairly straightforward. You know, we've been doing this every season, the season finales and season premieres. Next week will be no different. So we're going to be doing episodes 1 and 2, which are apparently... So it's nothing important happened today and nothing important happened today 2?
Yes. This is the 2 episodes.
Wow.
It's
really
like a
lazy episode name.
I think it's like they meant it to be like a longer 1 hour, you know, more than 1 hour premiere, but whatever.
All right. So... Yeah, it looks like they're going to get... I'm excited to see how they got Mulder off the show and how that plays into things. But it's going to be... Yeah. If, you know, if this was a weird transitional season, season 9 is going to be like the new normal.
Well,
almost.
You also have to remember that season 9 was a tough time for the United States of America.
That's true. This aired in 2001.
And so with the September 11th terrorist attacks, they had a tough time getting viewership for season 9. So I think that it was like, not only were they going into it with a little bit of a vibe of I'm not there anymore, but you know, nobody else was with it anyway. So.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to get into it no matter what, because it'll truly be a time capsule, I think, of how this show ends. So again, episodes 1 and 2 of season 9 next week. We'll sort of figure out our season 9 plan from then on out. I think we can still sort of...
And I do think that we will do a maybe one-off episode about season 10 and 11 and the movie. Like, I'll watch them and I'll recap a little bit of what happens.
I'll watch that movie with you, the I Want to Believe.
Yeah. And then you can, it's not great, but it's fun.
And then you can just fill me in on what happens in seasons 10 and 11.
Well, because the movie is a one... It's like a... It's almost like a monster of the week. It doesn't really have a ton of
So it's not meant to do like the this is how we wanted to end the X-Files.
I think that maybe was the intention to do it, but it doesn't accomplish that, and it is very much a one-off, so it'll be fine for us to watch without any context.
Yeah.
Everyone else can watch it too.
All right. So yeah, we'll figure out our sort of season 9 plan, you know, in the coming weeks. But for right now, super simple, episodes 1 and 2. Spook of the week for this two-part episode.
Do I have to say Krychek?
No, I mean, maybe Krychek is sort of like, yeah, in memoriam, right?
In memoriam spook.
I'm going to say Billy Miles.
I'm going to say Dr. Parente.
Dr. Parente.
And his head.
R.I.P. Dr. Parente.
R.I.P. Dr. Parente.
So yeah, next week we're coming back. You know what to do. BloomFilesOfPostShowRecaps.com, XFilesOfPostShowRecaps.com. You can tweet us at Ange Pelagi, at A Mike Bloom Type, at Post Show Recaps, as we are nearing the final season of The X-Files, believe it or not.
No.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that for whatever
reason. No.
Well, speaking of something to...
I finished my champagne, everyone.
Oh, well, speaking of something to sing about, Angela, you and I do not only talk about The X-Files on Post Show Recaps as of late. We are recapping The Witcher weekly.
We
recently covered episode 3, which was very fun. We reached the halfway point next week with episode 4.
Yeah, much shorter season.
Hey, if it's the new year and you're in like the winter doldrums and you're looking for like a random fun fantasy series, very much recommend check out The Witcher and our subsequent coverage of it going on Post Show Recaps.
And even if you just like Henry Cavill, like, let's watch that.
He's really fantastic in it.
He's amazing.
Even if you just want to put mute on
and just watch him and his glorious.
We'll recap the episode for you, so you don't even need to watch it.
Just like watch him.
Yeah, if you wanted to just be an hour of glowering.
Okay,
over,
gotta go. I gotta go watch it.
Oh no! What have I done?
What have you done?
All right. So thank you all so much for listening. Of course, check out all the other stuff we have on Post Show Recaps. It's early in the month. You know the spiel. Becoming a patron so you get a bang for your buck is good to do early on in the month. You get so many additional benefits between patron only podcasts, the Discord, the $10 level, merch. Hey, there's new stickers that are in
merch, baby.
Oh, good parents.
Gotta go.
In honor of Down the Hatch, there is a sticker, actually. I don't think I've actually showed you this.
Is this the new tattoo, perhaps?
No, this is not the new tattoo.
We've discussed it.
I'm going to actually show this to you. So this is a tattoo for all
the patrons.
Oh,
real time. Yeah, oh, God, I hope that's not the new tattoo.
No, this is not the new tattoo. It's a sticker. It's of Josh and I in honor of the conclusion of
Down
the
Hatch. You are naked.
Well, I'm on a statue. I'm not naked.
Oh, it's like the statues from Survivor.
Yes.
I get it.
I'm not naked.
Looks like you and Josh naked in like a swimming pool on an island.
Don't let her paint this picture for you. It is much less dirty than way she's describing it.
It's super dirty. You should get it for that reason.
So yeah, if you're a patron,
and then they kiss.
That's the holographic sticker, right? You turn it and like it does different things. So yeah, that sticker's coming to all of you at the $15 level. If you have the means to do so, we have a really fun time doing so. So again, thank you all so much for listening. Special thanks to Corey B for his theme song. We'll be back next week covering the first two episodes of season 9. Excited to see the era of Doggett and Reyes in charge of the X-Files. Until then, case closed.